So that's the view from Washington. Now let's get some reaction from the Middle East and NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro.
In Israel, reaction was predictably split along party lines. The right wing of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition celebrated what they touted as a victory. A statement released by Deputy Parliament Speaker Danny Danon said, "I'm proud that Prime Minister Netanyahu stayed true to our Likud party ideology and rebuffed outsider efforts to enact another pointless building freeze." Netanyahu has come under relentless pressure to avoid another building moratorium in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem. Many inside his coalition are pro-settlements. According to a senior Israeli official, the deal collapsed over several main sticking points. One was the scope of the freeze. Israelis didn't want it to include East Jerusalem. Another problem was the push to have a deal on borders within 3 months. Israel didn't feel it was possible. The Palestinians are reportedly furious at the collapse of the negotiations, with senior Palestinian officials accusing the U.S. of being toothless and Israel of ruining any chance of peace. Since the last freeze ended in September, building has gone on at a furious pace in the occupied territories, with new housing starts in the last few days announced in East Jerusalem. Meanwhile, the Palestinians are pursuing their own agenda, pushing for a recognition of an independent Palestinian state. Argentina, Brazil, and Uruguay have so far signed on. The Palestinian aim is to convince as many countries as possible to back their bid, and then take that fight to the United Nations. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.